This is Marketplace Money from APM. So more folks are getting married or remarried much later in life. And there's something about blending those mature finances that can bring up a lot of questions.
Carmen, what's going on?
We're going to head over to Connecticut. We're going to talk to Susie. Susie's 54 years old. She's engaged to someone who, well, let's just say, has done incredibly well. But Susie also had a great corporate job. Paid six figures. She's done really well with some investments. So she wants to know what the next step should be when it comes to merging money. Susie, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Susie, what's your overall kind of question about the two of you doing well in different ways?
So we got engaged a couple of years ago, and because there's no babies pending or that sort of thing, it's kind of gotten convenient to stay away from the conversation about how do you effectively mingle, you know, assets and all of that as we are in our later years. And my fiance has done very well, very, very well, a lot better than I have. And I am very reluctant to put the burden on him, yet he's offered. So we're just trying to figure out what's the right mix. You know, I have my own money, he has his, but I also, you know, I have this corporate life and I'm ready to give it up. But I also want to make sure I have really thought through the long term in case, as we know with love,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's not a sure thing. And we've both been through the divorce situation. So, you know, just want to make sure that I'm doing the best that I can with the assets that I have.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Susie, you used the word burden. You said you don't want to be a burden.
Well, you know, I've lived my own life, paid my own way, put my children through college, you know, and had planned to fund my own retirement. But with a change, you know, because he's 10 years older than I am, he's ready to retire and do other things. And if I give up my income, you know, the daily living falls on his shoulders. And I'm just something in my, you know, boomer generation where I was raised to be the super mom and juggle all the balls. It's just kind of it'll be a new paradigm.
I totally get that, Susie. You're an independent woman. You've had your career. So he wants to retire and he would like you to retire with him, right?
Right.
Is giving up the career, or do you have any fears about getting back into the business if you needed to? Or is this all wrapped up in our independent womanness?
You know, probably a little bit of both. I think, you know, obviously worst case scenario, and we've been together for almost 5 years. So, you know, what happens if 2 years into it, he's like, well, you know, I want to do something else or be with somebody else. And then, of course, I'm, you know, that's the worst case scenario. Then I think I've given up my job. And if I'm not super careful with the way I've invested the money that I've got now, that I would really wake up with a dark cloud over my head and go, holy cow. And I'm very risk averse, which is why I have, you know, $100,000+ in my checking account.
Have you expressed to him that concern about, you know, listen, I'm giving up a career and this could be damaging to me should, and I'll bring up this other specter, which I think every couple, especially if you're getting married older, should think about if somebody passes away earlier than you'd like or you think, you know, what happens? Have you guys discussed prenups or are you not
prenups and I'm on his will as the sole inheritor of the estate and the property. And he was super willing to do that. I said, when I move in with you, you know, I really want this. I don't want somebody else to be able to kick me out of the house and upset my lifestyle. So that's
my criteria
for moving in. And he was wonderful about that. Then I went to start the prenup process. And my lawyer said, well, you know, he should put $5 million into escrow and just leave it there in case, you know, something happens to the marriage. And I came back to him and I kind of laughed. I said, that sounds ridiculous. So he said, you know, that I'm committed to you for the rest of my life. You have my word on that, blah, blah, blah. And then, but I think it's only fair that, you know, I would give you an annualized amount if we broke up, but that you come in with what you had and leave with what you had. And
right.
I would do the same.
Ooh, but he's willing to put aside a certain, like, $1 million for every year that you're together type situation.
Well, I don't know I don't think he would do that.
Ah. If you do break up, he doesn't want to have to give you anything.
Yeah.
Because that's, oh, Susie, this is getting really deep here. So
just
I know, so you
it's
know.
Really tricky.
Well, it is tricky because here's the thing. You know, nobody gets married thinking, yay, I'm going to divorce.
Right.
You know, it's just everybody gets in saying, oh, of course, I'm saying these vows, I mean them. But, you know, divorce happens. Take it from a divorcee. And it's almost impossible for you. So even though when I saw your question, I was going in a very much more practical crunch numbers way, this is a big picture question, Susie,
right.
Because if you think of this, and that's what prenups are for, really, not only to just make sure that you keep what's yours and he keeps what's his, is if he's asking you to drop a career and to give that up, there's a price that you're paying for,
right.
That.
And, you know, and then the question is, who's asking? Like, you know, he doesn't say, I demand you to quit your job. He's saying,
right.
If you want to, you know, I would love to have you and I'll support you. And I'll, you know, he pays for the house and the cars and the trips and all of that. He pays for all of that. You know, but he's not saying you must quit your job.
It's very much the situation where some folks may be listening and going, I wish I had that problem. But guess what? It is a problem. For every year that you're giving up your corporate career, it's not just 1 year salary. It is also pensions or 401ks. You have access to a 401k.
Yeah.
It's earned income there. It's contributions for your retirement. And then if, let's say, you were to drop out for 5 years and attempt to go back in, you'd probably go back in and maybe a huge cut, you know, a third less,
right.
Half less. So you'll actually lose money. So, and you do have, so you have cash, you have the 401k. But I would say, Susie, at your age and at your level, corporate-wise, having $500,000 in assets is actually would not be able to get you through retirement.
Oh, I know that. Exactly.
If you can continue contributing to the 401k, that big chunk of cash, maybe you could reduce it a little bit, crunch your new expenses. Your expenses have probably changed a lot.
Yeah, I went from, you know, funding a house and cars to moving in with my fiance, and I don't have any expenses.
That's amazing. But you still want a little bit. So I would say, you know, definitely keep a portion of that. If I were you to be comfortable at maybe somewhere 50, 60 in liquid so that you always have that. And then the rest of it, you know, look at some traditional IRAs where you can put some of the money away and invest it fairly, you know, you're a conservative person, but just so that you're earning something tax-free on it.
Yep. And I think you're right. This is about opening up and tightening down this conversation around this prenup.
Susie, so will you let us know how it goes? Keep in touch.
I will. That's great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.